You're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Nairi Pakai, and today we're speaking with Charlene Davison. This March, we're hearing from current and future leaders for the International Women's Day. We're joined by Charlene Davison, the CEO of Goods O'Loughlin Go Foundation, delivering wraparound education scholarships to Indigenous students. Thanks for joining us, Charlene.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I want you to just introduce yourself, even though I introduced you. Who's your mob? Where are you from? And what do you do?
Yeah, thank you. So I'm a proud Biripi and Gadigal woman. Biripi on my mum's side and Gadigal on my dad's side. Born in Sydney, but raised on my mother's country up on the mid-north coast of New South Wales, Taree. Feel very fortunate that I was raised surrounded by, you know, a really loving, caring, strong and connected family and community. And I'm the Chief Executive Officer at the Goods O'Loughlin Foundation, or also known as the Go Foundation. I've been with Go for almost 4 years. I'll be celebrating 4 years with Go at the end of March, actually. And I just absolutely love my job, love working in the education space and, you know, advocating for our people and culture and working towards improved outcomes for our mob.
This year's theme for International Women's Day is March Forward for All Women and Girls. Why is it significant that we highlight current and future women and girls in leadership?
Yeah, I think I love this year's theme and I just think it's incredibly important. And I guess, you know, firstly, reflecting on, you know, my growing up, I had strong women around me in my mum, my nan and aunties in particular who all played a really important role in my upbringing. And I think as you get older and you're that person, you're a mum and or an auntie or a big cousin, you really understand and feel that sense of responsibility. And I certainly have felt that to ensure that I support young women. But supporting women and young girls is also a really important aspect of our work at the Go Foundation. And it's championed by our founders, Adam Goods and Michael O'Loughlin. We have a target of awarding 60% of our scholarships to female students. We're at 58% and we believe that we'll actually meet, if not exceed, that target in 2025 and beyond. We're really proud that more than 800 of our Go scholarships have been awarded to young women and girls to date. Adam and Michael were raised by single mums who invested in them and their education and their siblings. And so this target is all about acknowledging the important role that women, you know, play in our families and communities, as well as ensuring that our women and young girls have equal opportunities. And I guess the other thing I'd add to that is a female leadership, you know, at Go is important. And that has always been a part of the vision of Adam and Michael, as well as being Aboriginal-led and governed. I'm the first Aboriginal CEO. Sonia Stewart is a proud Aboriginal woman and she's our first Aboriginal person. So, you know, our current and, you know, those who are engaged in our alumni, Go students, are, you know, have that leadership, that female leadership that they can look up to and that they can aspire to. But I think celebrating and highlighting current female leaders is important. Because, you know, if you can see it, you can be it. And those of us that are in those roles of leadership are role models and have a responsibility to invest in our young women, regardless of whether they aspire to leadership roles or not. They're all leaders. When I was growing up, I didn't know that I would be the CEO of an organisation, and here I am. But people, you know, invested in me and supported me. But also importantly, if our young women and girls don't see themselves reflected in leadership roles and across all industries, they're, you know, less likely to see it as a place where that they might work or be supported and developed to sort of get to in their life. So it's really important. And again, reflecting on, you know, where I work at the Go Foundation, I see so many of our young women out there doing remarkable things, seeing it with my own eyes through our work. And I know you've spoken to a couple of our amazing young alumni in Sienna and Michaela. Our Go scholars are driven to make change. They're really driven because of either the injustice they've seen for their family or in their community. They aspire to work in industries like health. We're currently supporting a couple of students studying medicine. We've got, you know, we're supporting students studying law, STEM, you know, midwifery, social work, arts, public affairs, and so much more. And, you know, they are doing incredible things and we need to celebrate that, but also continue to support and nurture them along the way. They're our future leaders who will be out there helping to tackle some of our country's, if not the world's, biggest challenges. They'll be senior officials in government. They'll be leading organisations just like me. And importantly, our First Nations women will be leading through lived experience and the significant value and bringing the significant value of our, First Nations knowledges and cultures into those leadership roles.
With the Go Foundation, you've touched on a little bit of what you do and the impact, but how do you do what you do?
Yeah, so look, we provide education scholarships to First Nations people from primary through to tertiary. Our program is delivered in Sydney, Adelaide and Canberra. And what that means is it's not just a financial scholarship and financial support. We also have a big focus on engagement and in particular through cultural and aspirational activities. So part of the scholarship program, students are engaged in what we call Culture Connect Days that we deliver across all three locations three times a year. We were in Canberra this week and our Culture Connect Day for our Canberra-based students was hosted by our Governor-General at Government House and we had Bangarra there doing some dance workshops with the students. They were learning about ochre and the use of ochre, sharing yarns at the Yarning Circle there at Government House with our scholarships team. So what we try to do is really, we put culture at the heart of everything that we do at Go, and we try to ensure that the students at these days are engaging in cultural activities to help build, confidence and resilience and aspiration. We know that when we're strong in culture, we're more likely to, to achieve and be more successful. So big focus on culture. We also have a focus on, supporting students in public education, because we know that's where the majority of our students go. So 95% of our scholarships are awarded to students in public schools. We have that focus on the eldest child and role modelling. If you can see it, you can be it. And I talked about the 60% target we have for women and young girls. But we also importantly have a focus on deeper engagement rather than, scaling up. We've implemented a couple of new initiatives over the last couple of years. One for our year 5 and 6 students, thinking about their transition from primary school to high school. We know these are really critical years for our young ones, so supporting that transition. And we've been growing a really important Go alumni network and fostering and supporting that group of students who have either graduated from high school or university or currently at university. But what these young people want to remain connected to Go, to each other, and most importantly, they want to give back. They want to support, our young students coming through because they're their role models.
That sounds like an incredible opportunity. If anyone is seeking more information or looking for the Go Foundation opportunities, what can they do to find it?
So I would suggest people visit our website, and that's Go Foundation, or lowercase, gofoundation.org.au. We're also active on, social media, Instagram, Facebook and LinkedIn. So look us up on those platforms and follow us. We're always posting about, our work. And then you could also email us at info@gofoundation.org.au, and we'd love to hear from anyone if they have questions around our work, how they can support us or how we might be able to support young people within the areas that we're, currently working.
We love hearing about opportunities coming across for our Indigenous students and mobs getting into education and getting there into the workforce too. Thanks for coming on and sharing with us today, Charlene.
You are so welcome, Nairi. Thank you very much for having me, and happy International Women's Day to you and everybody at NITV.
To you today. To you too. That was Charlene Davison, the CEO from Goods O'Loughlin Go Foundation. I'm Nairi Pakai, and you're listening to NITV Radio.